Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I read a lot of books that emphasize the importance of having core values or guiding principles for your business. Whenever I read about this topic, I always seem to say to myself, well, that would be nice to have, but that's just not how my business works. The other day I was talking to a friend about getting a project released and I said, hey, done is better than none. In that moment, a core value began to take shape in my mind. Could it be that this has been a guiding principle I've been ignoring all this time? Could this also be why I get frustrated when there's an overall lack of progress or deadlines missed? Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/321. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. As I was considering the topic for this episode, I really stumbled upon a core value that I didn't really know I had, but upon reflection, I realized it was so obvious. And as I mentioned in the opening, I was talking to a friend about releasing something, and I just said, hey, done is better than none. And the core value that this really says to me is done, not none. And it's because as I do my creative work, I realize just how important it is to release stuff. I didn't really learn the importance of that until I started working on an episodic documentary series in 2011. And it was something that I started because a friend of mine was just stuck creatively. And I wanted to show him that it was possible to just move through the frustrations and struggles and things that kept him stuck and just did it, just released it. And what's interesting is that this philosophy of done, not none is something that in some areas of my creative craft, I've violated. So said documentary series, it's really hard for me to get those done, even though I'm still working on one and I have been working on one since December of last year. This realization, though, is so important because as I consider this podcast every week, as I consider my weekly newsletter, done, not none is really a core value that impacts everything that I do. And in this core value, what I've realized is that there are 5 underlying beliefs as to why this value of done, not none is so important to me and why I want you to consider it for your own craft. The first belief that impacts this core value is that excellence, not perfection, fuels growth. Excellence says, I will do the best that I can in this moment to get the project done and released to the world. It will be imperfect, but as good as it can possibly be. A spirit of excellence means that you can learn from the successes and failures of a creative project and apply it to what you do next. And when I think about excellence, this is really what I get when I release my podcast, when I release my newsletter. I learn so much. It's not that I'm doing substandard work. I'm doing the best that I can. And I realize that it's not going to be perfect. There's always going to be a flaw. But perfection says, this must be perfect. I will do everything that I can to perfect this work, even if I miss deadlines, frustrate workers, kill the soul of a project, or spend money in order to make it perfect. A spirit of perfection means that you obsess over the small details and lose sight of the bigger picture. Perfectionism does not fuel long-term growth. It may fuel in the moment, it might feel like you're growing, that you're learning something, but really what you're doing is delaying the inevitable, delaying that your work might suck, it might flop, or it might succeed. But perfectionism doesn't allow you to get to that point. The second belief is that improving processes requires an end to the process. And that might seem like a really obvious statement, but when you're stuck in perfectionism, you never have to end the process. You can get stuck in a meta process that really lacks definition. I think about this in video production. I follow a very specific process, but if I don't allow the process to end, I can refine and obsess and think that I can change the outcome before we get to the outcome. In the digital world, we can refine and redefine everything we do. We can reshoot things. We can change the course of a project even after we commit it to the ones and zeros of the digital creation. There's always going to be a tutorial, a course, an expert, or insight that can take our project to the next level. And that's dangerous, because we don't necessarily learn when you're stuck in perfection land. When you don't finish a project, you will never get the learning that occurs when a process comes to an end. Because only when it comes to an end does reflection and assessment occur. Think about the phrase postmortem. Usually digital agencies and companies, when a project ends, will hold a postmortem and ask questions like, what worked well? What could be improved upon? What could we do better next time? What could we do better next time doesn't work when you are in the moment because you lack perspective. You are only focused on what you think, or even what the focus groups think, and not what the true audience of the work thinks. Learning happens in two places, the short-term tactics and the long-term impacts. In the moment, we're trying to solve small problems that we allow to cascade to big fundamental problems. But after the fact, we can change our thinking and the resulting process. The third belief is that without limitations, our creativity suffers. We absolutely need the constraints of time, money, and energy in order to get our work done, because energy subsides over time. Every time you think you finish something and then you get more revisions, more changes, that's when energy starts draining. Perfection drains me faster than releasing work does. And that's because perfection slows down release, whereas release is really about finishing. And that leads me to the fourth belief, ship or quit. When projects sit for too long, we're going to get creatively constipated. There is so much content out there. I was just watching a video about Disney Plus, Netflix, and what Fandom Entertainment calls the streaming wars. There is so much attention for our eyeballs out there that unless we balance our consumption with what we create, we're going to get backed up. We're going to get backed up if we're not careful. And shipping creative work is a major release of time, energy, and attention. It allows us to bring new things in and consider new possibilities without the burden of all of the things that we need to get done. So ship or quit. Quitting is something that we don't really like to consider too much of, but at the same time, in the moment, if you realize that you're not going to get something done, just quit, because you obviously don't care about it enough to get it done. The fifth and final belief is something that is incredibly important to consider. the audience can handle our imperfections and mistakes. A phrase that I think fuels perfectionism is on brand. Is the work that you are doing on brand? And when I consider that, I think, okay, what is my brand? Oh, if my brand is this, everything that I must do must align with that. But what if the work we do doesn't align with how we are perceived? What happens if our work isn't perfect? Perfection isn't just saying our work is on brand. Perfectionism saying is our work is perfect because perfect is our brand. So I think we confuse on brand with just doing good work. But how do you know? How do you know if your work is on brand if you never get it out there? Are you experimenting or are you comparing? And I think experimentation allows you to test what your brand is, whereas comparison steals your joy of producing work that has a brand. And you can't really be on brand if you don't have anything to brand. We need to create work, and done is so much better than none. And you're never going to know the fruit and the blessings and the joy that comes from shipping our work. Sure, it might not be good enough, but you know what? The only way that you're going to learn is by doing. So what are you waiting for? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.